KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's mostly clear and 18 degrees in Atlantic, and we look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high near 40. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. In the news, a former fire chief in western Iowa has been sentenced for stealing from taxpayers. Online court records say 42-year-old Michael McKinnon was sentenced Monday to 10 years in prison. McKinnon had been convicted of theft. He served in Denison as the fire chief from January 1999 to January of 2010, when he left under a cloud of questions about his spending. A state audit cited more than $95,000 in spending, including about $40,000 paid to businesses he owned. The spending, including invoices for post office boxes that did not exist. Other spending, including a riding lawnmower and a motor for his boat. News time is 7:07.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance, just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
One person died and another was injured during a single vehicle accident Saturday in Pottawatomie County. Sheriff Jeff Danker said Monday that 21-year-old Nicola MG of Oakland died from injuries she suffered during the crash about 3 miles east of McClellan.
Deputy dispatched to about 290th in Idlewood for that time a personal injury accident. It's one vehicle accident. A 2002 Ford Taurus had lost control, went into the ditch. There was a male and a female in the vehicle. I believe the female was ejected. Deputies received the call about 10 till 7. They don't know when the accident happened.
MG was flown to Creighton University Hospital in Omaha by Life Flight helicopter and later died. A second person in the car, 21-year-old Newberry Wright, also of Oakland, was injured and flown to Creighton Hospital. Danker said Wright's injuries were serious but not believed to be life-threatening. Authorities weren't sure which person was driving the vehicle. The accident remains under investigation. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office reports two people suffered non-life-threatening injuries during an accident Monday morning about a mile north of Corley. 31-year-old Salvador Anguiano of Omaha and 30-year-old Justin Anderson of Harlan were transported by medevac ambulance to Murtu Hospital following the crash on Highway 59 at around 6:45 a.m. According to authorities, a 2002 Honda driven by Anguiano was traveling north on 59 when it went out of control due to the icy road conditions and was hit by Anderson's southbound Dodge Stratus in the southbound lane of travel. The collision caused Highway 59 to be closed until emergency crews arrived on the scene and traffic was temporarily rerouted along the east shoulder of the road. Both vehicles were totaled in the crash. Anguiano was cited for failure to maintain control. Authorities in Crawford County say three people were injured during a single vehicle rollover accident Saturday afternoon near Vail. The Crawford County Sheriff's Department said 17-year-old Lacey Wyckoff of Ames was traveling in an SUV eastbound on Highway 30 when she reached for her cell phone and the vehicle went off the roadway out of the right shoulder. Wyckoff overcorrected, causing the 2004 Trailblazer to skid out of control and into the south ditch. The SUV slid through the ditch and hit a set of railroad tracks before rolling numerous times and coming to rest on its wheels. Injured in that crash was 17-year-old Haley Bockholt and 15-year-old Hannah Bockholt, both of Yankton, South Dakota, and 12-year-old Lara Wyckoff of Ames. All three were transported to the Crawford County Hospital in Denison by ambulance for treatment of minor injuries. Lacey Wyckoff was cited for failure to maintain control. The accident happened at around 3:15 p.m. Saturday. And a pair of Atlantic residents were arrested Saturday on Cass County warrants for making firearms available to persons underage and possession of a controlled substance, which turned out to be marijuana. 36-year-old Heather Cox and 37-year-old Michael Stutzman were booked into the Cass County Jail. Stutzman faces an additional charge of possession of drug paraphernalia. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green said the charges were the result of an investigation which revealed the couple had a loaded handgun in their closet and a loaded rifle under the bed. neither of which were secured to prevent the children in the house from injuring themselves if they came into contact with the weapons. Atlantic police report also the arrest on Sunday of 24-year-old Damian Selders of Atlantic on a fourth-degree theft charge and 57-year-old Blaine Buchanan of Atlantic for public intoxication second offense. Both men were booked into the Cass County Jail. News time is 7:12.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In the funeral announcements, Gaylord McCall, age 70 of Orient, died Saturday in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Gaylord McCall will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Avondale United Methodist Church in rural Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Robert Brooke, age 71 of Audubon, died Sunday at the Audubon County Hospital. A massive Christian burial service for Robert Brooke will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Vera Evans, age 97 of Shenandoah and formerly of Carson, has died. Funeral services for Vera Evans will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Sam Weigel, age 66 of Harlan, died Friday in Omaha. Funeral services for Sam Weigel will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Carol Haida, age 90 of Fontenelle, died Sunday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Carol Haida will be on Thursday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Crystal Peterson Pasch, age 84 of Harlan, died Saturday at Murtu Hospital. Funeral services for Crystal Pasch are tentatively set for Friday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gerd Schreiber, age 73 of Greenfield, died Sunday at the Adair County Hospital. There are no services planned for Gerd Schreiber, but a gathering of remembrance will be held from 4 until 6 p.m. on Friday at the home of Todd and Melody Olson. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Alice Conrad, age 58 of Harlan, died Saturday. No services are planned for Alice Conrad. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is assisting the family. And James Goodwin, age 70 of Coon Rapids, died Monday at his home. Services for James Goodwin are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.